Hi, I'm Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine, and you're listening to the USA Hockey Magazine podcast. Hello, and welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. Today, we're going to continue our focus on one of the most misunderstood issues in youth hockey today. We're talking about the rule change proposal to move the age of legal body checking in youth hockey to the bantam age level. Today we are joined by Mark Tabram, the director of USA Hockey's coaching education program. Mark's been with USA Hockey for close to 12 years and in his current position for 11. Prior to coming to USA Hockey, Mark was with assistant coach with Colorado College, and before that led the University of Wisconsin River Falls to the national title at the Division III level. He's also coached extensively at the youth hockey as well as the high school ranks. And he has a son, Matt, who is currently playing with the Omaha Lancers in the USHL and is committed to playing at the University of Denver in the fall. Mark, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Harry. Good to be here.
You know, coaches at the grassroots level play such an important role in the success of any youth hockey player, their influence and their, you know, what they bring to the table. Can you talk a little bit about what you expect that the role of grassroots coaches will play in making sure that this program, if the rule does pass, is a success?
Well, if the rule passes and goes to the bantam level, meaning, you know, introducing checking at bantams, I think the bottom line is we really need for the coaches to embrace the change, have a positive influence, especially with the players and coaches, because, you know, at this point, we're going to have some players, they're going to be second-year peewees that potentially checking is going to be taken out of. So I think for those coaches, it's going to be very important that they embrace the change with a real positive influence. The other thing is, as we make this change, you know, we're stressing right now that we want coaches to teach proper technique on giving and receiving a check at the peewee level in practice. That's going to be very important. So when they do get to the bantam level, it's really not that big of a change or that big of a jump. And I think the other thing we really want to focus in on is that peewee, squirt, and mites, we really want more body contact. We want more battles for loose pucks. We want players to be able to use puck protection skills, angling skills to enhance their, you know, chances of getting a loose puck. So we really do want more battles at the younger age groups.
Absolutely. You know, Mark, I know in conversations that we've had over the years, you know, you've always been a big proponent of teaching angling, teaching puck protection, and those things that you just talked about. And you've always said, you know, checking really is not that big of a deal. It's just the bump at the end of an angle. Do you think this is kind of being blown out of proportion a little bit about, you know, that checking is such a big deal?
I do. And the reason being, I agree with everything you just said in regards to the puck protection and the angling. I really do believe we need to spend more time working in those areas, because if they learn proper technique and they learn how to take a hit along the wall, give a check along the wall, really the big open ice hits, the hard hits along the wall shouldn't really be a big factor in our game, because the bottom line is you're really trying to separate the puck from the player, as opposed to, you know, sometimes we're watching games on television, you see the big open ice hits and the hard hits along the wall. I'm not sure that really belongs in our game.
Absolutely. Well said. You know, Mark, USA Hockey has some excellent materials when it comes to teaching things like body contact and body checking. Can you talk about some of the materials that you already have out in the field right now?
Yeah, I think there's a few that are very good materials, and the first one I want to talk about is a book that we put together called Checking the Right Way. And it was put together by a gentleman by the name of Bjorn Kinding from Sweden. And it's a piece that's actually being used all around the world. And, you know, we've given it the look and feel of USA Hockey. And I got to tell you, it's the best piece out there from start to finish, from utilizing body contact right on through, checking and different drills and exercises within the book itself. And it's actually a piece that we'll be handing out at all level 2 clinics this next year. The other piece, if you go online to usahockey.com and you go to the coaches page, there actually is a series of videos teaching checking off ice, where the players are in their gear, you know, they're in their tennis shoes, but they're working on the actual technique of different checking exercises and body contact exercises off ice. And I would highly recommend for players, coaches, parents to go to that and actually watch that, because I actually think it's something that is very instrumental and be very beneficial for players once they start getting into checking. And the third piece I'll briefly talk about is USA Hockey Skills and Drills DVD. It's a series of 400 skills and drills with a wide range of different topics, but there is a chapter in there on body checking and body contact, and I think there's a fair amount of exercises there that will teach technique for coaches, that will help players, and I'd highly recommend watching that DVD or getting a hold of it.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, Mark, and this would probably be a good place to put in a little plug for that. If you have never seen the USA Hockey Skills and Drills DVDs, there's two of them. They are awesome, and Mark and his crew have put in a lot of time and effort making these things as good as they can be, working with Kramer Productions out of Massachusetts, and if you haven't checked them out, I would highly encourage you to do so. Mark, another thing that I know USA Hockey Magazine, we've done some stories about in the past, and you've written an opinion piece about the coaching education program is going to be reshaping its coaching curriculum to include age-specific modules. What are these age-specific modules?
Well, I'm going to take a step back first and kind of give a little bit broad overview of some of the changes we're making in the coaching education program. But currently we have a program where if you're, say, coaching Pee Wee hockey, you need to have a level 3 certification. Well, what's been happening over time is coaches are jumping through hoops and there's no practical experience between going to a coaching clinic. So in that case, some coaches are taking 3 clinics in 1 year. Well, our thought is we need to slow that process down. And some of the big questions we would hear from coaches is, well, I went to all these clinics, how does this help me? Well, what we've done now is we're creating 5 age-specific modules. And those age-specific modules are 8 and under, 10 and under, 12 and under, 14 and under, and then we're going to combine the 16 and 18 and under midget level. So we have 5 levels or 5 modules. What we're going to ask coaches to do now is they can only take 1 clinic per year, but they need to take a coaching module for the level of play that they're coaching. So if you're, say, coaching Pee Wee hockey and you're just coming into our program for the first time, you will take your level 1 coaching clinic, and then you'll go online and take your age-specific module for the Pee Wee age.
So how much information and how will the principles of body contact and body checking be introduced and taught in each of these respective age-specific modules?
Well, these modules are going to probably be about 5-plus hours in length. And right now I believe there are 11 chapters within each module, ranging from skill development, off-ice, long-term athlete development, goaltending, team play. Obviously, there's numerous chapters, but body contact and body checking will be a chapter within each of the 5 modules, depending on, obviously, where checking were to fall, whether it stays at the Pee Wee level or it moves up to Bantams. So, you know, if it's at the Bantam level, then at Pee Wee, Squirts, and Mites, we'll talk more about body contact and exercises they can do at those particular levels. If it's Bantam, the checking is introduced. Obviously, at that point, then we'll get into more checking exercises and talk about that. But the gentleman that will be presenting that material in the modules will be Ken Rausch, who works in the national office here at USA Hockey. And he'll give that presentation, which will be, anywhere from about 10 to 15 minutes long. Obviously, there'll be numerous graphics, numerous information. There'll be downloadable material. The Checking the Right Way manual, you'll be able to download that as well. But then you'll also get clips from the Skills and Drills DVD, so you can watch proper technique on how to give and receive a check, along with other body contact drills as well. So I think they're going to be very, very well done. I think they're going to be very good for the coach, and I think when you get into the body contact and checking, obviously it's going to be very age-specific to the level you're coaching, but I think it's going to be very very positive and very beneficial for the coach.
Oh, that's great. That's great. In addition to these age-specific modules, what are some of the other ways that you're looking to get the word down to the grassroots coaches so that they have the right information when it comes to learn to teaching the proper techniques to check in a safe and effective manner?
Well, I think there's a couple ways we need to approach this. One, I think that we can definitely do more with our website, put more things online, more things on the coaches page, more on USAHockey.com. I think next we can do more with email. We have the ability to send emails to coaches. I think there's more we can do there. We can put a link to different coaching exercise or different checking exercises, and we can send those to coaches. I think the other thing is we have our level 1, 2, and 3 clinics. With that, I think we spread the material out pretty well in regards to in level 1. We have a piece in there called Heads Up Hockey, a program that was put together about 13, 14 years ago. A very, very good piece. In our level 2, we will have Checking the Right Way and utilizing that particular book in level 2 clinics. And then level 3, we'll have more of an advanced checking, I guess, chapter, so to speak, and we'll have some information on concussions as well. So I think we've spread the information out pretty well amongst the three clinics. We have the 5 age-specific modules. There's going to be information there. So, you know, amongst our 700 clinics, the 60,000 coaches that are going to go on and take the modules, I think we can get the information down to the grassroots coaches.
Well, that sounds great. And, you know, you said there's 50, or, you know, there's that many coaches out there. What kind of message would you like to convey to them regarding their role in ensuring that this program is a success?
Well, I think we need for them to be in support of the program. You know, it's like, you know, you talk about sometimes you don't always vote in favor of whatever passes, but you all have to be in the same corner when you come out of the room. And I think this is a very similar approach. You know, we're going to have a lot of coaches, players, parents that may disagree with potentially this change of checking into the Bantam level, but I think we need to support it, be positive, and if we can do that, then I think we have a fighting chance.
Mark, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, that's all we have time for today. I want to thank you very much for taking the time to talk with us. Next week, we're going to be joined by Matt Leaf, who's the director of the USA Hockey's Officiating Education Program, as he discusses the role that officials will play in implementing and this new rule. For more information on checking, you can go to usahockey.com and click on the body checking link. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back.